Well, that's the cool thing, you know, with Chirp or with, I'm still using the software that I downloaded for the radio, even though now it's Chirp compatible, but I still use the software that came with the radio. But yeah, you're able to, after you, with either one of them, you're able to, like, you know, go through, set in your offsets, do all the stuff, and then you tell it to save the page. You save it to the, you know, to your documents or file or whatever. And then if you ever had to reload the radio for some reason, or if you wanted to, like, if I wanted to, like, add a repeater or something, I can bring that saved page up, put in whatever I want to put in, you know, add to it, and then tell it to upload to the radio, and I don't have to go through all the mess there. You know what I'm saying?